This COVID-19 pandemic has been a bane to billions all over the world. Jobs lost, businesses crashing, lives ended, dreams shattered. However, amid this seeming hopelessness and desperation, some streaks of light have penetrated the dark COVID clouds and have actually shone brightly. While it would have been foolish to have a startup, a couple of intrepid risk-takers ventured into the no-fly zone. Hello, I'm George, and welcome to another episode of The Masterclass. For the past few episodes, we've had guests talk about their success stories. In this episode, we are extremely fortunate to have a dynamic duo, a husband and wife team who dared to swim against the tide and eventually conquered it with a phenomenal business success tale called Choppertainment. Let's learn a thing or two on how to parlay previous disappointments and dire realities into probably one of the most inspiring business success stories. With me are my two regular co-hosts, Podmom, Patsy Ferrer, Footprint, Marketing Maven, Jerel Tia, and Casey, our producer. And of course, our guests, Pat and Yasmin Soyao. Hello, Pat and Yas. Welcome to the Masterclass.
Hello.
Hi.
Right. Thank you so much for being with us for this episode. Okay, first off, Yas. Tell us, when did Choppertainment launch?
It was back in 2019 when we saw that the marketplaces are having live stream tools already. But it came from the idea in China wherein live stream e-commerce became one of the trends. Mm-hmm. And then when we saw that a lot of Asian countries are doing it, but not yet here in the Philippines, we decided to do it here.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite a big risk, so to speak. I mean, you know, having a first mover advantage, but you still went on with that. What made you do that? In spite of the fact that nothing, the landscape didn't have anything of that sort.
I think we really have the vision. It was a strong vision. And mm-hmm. the fact that one of our partners is actually the leaders of the e-commerce industry in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So we know that if a trend in another country would be able to fly, then we're pretty sure that the similarities in terms of markets in mm-hmm. Asian countries are the same here in the Philippines. So we had a strong vision that live commerce will happen here, and we stuck with it. So prior to the pandemic, we actually created this live selling concept already. And when the pandemic happened, we were very prepared and was mm-hmm. able to create a lot of live stream campaigns for a lot of brands.
You know, it's I don't know if you call it funny, but you know, somehow the pandemic became a blessing in disguise for you guys, right?
I guess in the whole digital industry, mm-hmm. When people shifted to digital, of course, we're part of that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of businesses on digital really thrive, mm-hmm. just like the podcasts, right?
Yes,
a lot of people
right.
are doing it, mm-hmm. especially during the quarantines.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Yas is one of the top podcasters too. She has her own podcast where she has very interesting guests. Like, before you do this, listen to us first, right? You have that podcast.
Yeah, in line with my expertise as a shop host, mm-hmm. I get people who have expertise in certain categories to talk about before they buy something.
Yeah, very nice. Very interesting. Okay, let's go to Pat. Pat here is one of the most respected headhunters. He has his own company called Icon, right? Icon Executive Search. And okay, that's very corporate. And this is totally, I mean, you know, I don't think you can call the Choppertainment or the industry very corporate. What got you into this?
Well, even before really diving into headhunting, I was already involved in advertising. Okay. So I used to do a lot of events, activations. In mm-hmm. fact, not a lot of people know this, but I'm also a copywriter.
Oh, okay.
I do copywriting. Right now in Choppertainment, I'm also the acting executive creative director. So in charge of creating concepts for some of our clients. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, it's, you know, from different spectrum, from corporate to creative. But so far, even if I dip my fingers in two of those industries, there are quite some similarities. Mm-hmm. And majority of the people I actually headhunt comes from the digital and creative industry. So mm-hmm. I we service a lot of advertising agencies, service a lot of tech. Mm-hmm. So yeah, doesn't really go far. And in fact, there may be one reason why majority of our clients are in digital and marketing is because of my, you know, bias inclination into towards that industry.
Uh-huh. Very nice. And, you know, it's so obvious with the way you post practically every day in LinkedIn, right? And that's the premier business Facebook of everyone. And that's very, very interesting and very impressive the way you write your posts in that particular page. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, tell me something. When did you realize that this was going to be a hit? You know, the pandemic came in and nobody was too sure about what's going to happen if, well, businesses have been closing down. And then all of a sudden, here you are from out of the blue. It's just like a phoenix rising. Boom. That's it. It became the talk of the town. When did you realize that you had really something going on?
When we were already getting 20 to 30 live streams a month. When that happened, I knew that it was really doing well. We started getting more people. So it just started with me doing everything. I was the host, producer, account manager, you know, putting up everything, you know, your usual startup. And then I got three people. And I got one executive who was my colleague before in O Shopping and ABS-CBN. And that's when a lot of our productions really leveled up. And with just us four, we were able to create a lot of campaigns already. And when it hit like 20 to 30 monthly already, I'm like, no, we need more people. Even though people didn't know what live stream was about, they didn't understand what live shopping was. We had to find people who had similar qualities of, let's say, someone who knows broadcast, and then we just train them about e-commerce and also, advertising and marketing. And then some from the BTL agencies, like a lot of events also were cut off during that time and they were looking for jobs. So we trained them with the e-commerce and broadcast mindset. So it was a lot of trainings that was going on, but we really needed people to put it together. And we were trying to meet a certain demand that was really high during that time. And right now, for your information, we're actually doing 80 to 100 live streams a month.
Yeah. In 10 studios. I hear you opened more studios.
Yes, 10 studios.
And you're yeah, Jerrell.
I was going to ask, what made you decide to go digital versus, since you mentioned that you have a background in broadcasting primarily, so where did the decision to go digital come from?
There is a big shift when it comes to audience behavior. Mm-hmm. From traditional television to digital. Everyone's on social media. Everyone's on mobile. They are on mobile 8 to 10 hours a day, right? So it just makes sense. Media in general is basically content that you can consume. So whichever platform that makes sense to the audience or to the customer, that's where you should be. And that's the reason why.
Would you say that in the Philippines, you'd be one of the few people, few companies that explored Facebook as a selling platform first?
For me, Facebook, you can use it as a selling platform, but it's not our major platform for shopping because the mindset of people on Facebook is different when it comes to buying something compared to marketplaces.
Okay. So what are your primary platforms currently?
Lazada and Shopee.
Very good. Lazada and Shopee.
Shopee Lives and Lazada Lives are quite popular right now. Yeah, I think that's primarily because when they go to these shopping platforms, their mindset is already to shop versus going to Facebook or any other platform where they're actually just going to come across the lives and then oh, I might find something versus, you know, I'm actually intending to look for something in like Shopee or Lazada. So, do you have a partnership already? How does the setup work with Shopee and Lazada?
Well, what we're partners with is really the brands. So we help them strategize which would you think would be the best for your sales or for your objective, for your awareness. Would you want it here or you want it there? But just to let you know, we also have flagship shows. Actually, Pat was the one who thought of one of our flagship shows on Lazada. It was called As Seen on Laz Live. So it's like our home TV shopping brought to the Lazada platform. So we do have flagship shows as well, but we create different campaigns on different platforms, even on the brand sites. So it doesn't matter where we would create the campaign. It really depends on the objective, right?
One of the major reasons why you're doing live, as seen on Yaz Live, I think you should have changed the title to Yaz Live. It's more appropriate because you're the one hosting.
It's not about me. It's about the products and it's about the brands.
No, but you know, earlier we were off air. We were talking about how people, they go to Lazada and Shopee and add to cart. Earlier, while waiting for this to happen, this recording, I was taking a look at my Lazada page and I realized I had so many add to carts which I haven't done anything with yet. But I decided I'm not going to buy yet. But here you are. It's just like trying to tell people or dissuade people on using add to cart because you're there, you're telling them buy now, right?
Yeah. What, can you explain that particular strategy to us? Like, how do you get people to have the urgency to buy and buy now versus I'll just revisit my cart later?
Yeah, because that's the most annoying common thing right now. People are doing retail therapy, and we talked about this like offline, no? We tend to just add in our cards, like to have that retail therapy without even spending anything. But I guess like
the wishful thinking,
But I guess like the goal really is for them to check out and not just add to cart. So just, you know, piggybacking on what Jarell asked, also that's very interesting because a lot of people do that.
So how do you do that, Pat?
Maybe just to, for everyone to relate, most of us basically, we've been to the department stores of the big malls and sometimes you would see those guys doing demos, right?
Oh, the ones who are demonstrating how to use the flat iron or whatever.
Yep. And then sometimes we just walk and then we are suddenly mesmerized by these guys and then suddenly we're watching and then suddenly you're already paying. So that's basically the same thing. But this time it's more engaging, it's more fun, it's actually happening in real time. And then you get vouchers, you get a lot of things as well. So it's basically putting it online. But again, not just simply putting it online, but there are several factors that you need to tailor fit it. Well, what works, basically what we did was we took the best and we left the rest. So what worked for us, what worked in the traditional in essence, and then we placed it or basically transitioned it to digital. And basically what you need to do here is to really entice them. Really entice them. And there are several factors involved in live stream shopping. It's not simply the deals. It's not simply, if I'm not mistaken, the top one is, of course, you get deals, bundles, and promos. The second is the how-to. How do you use this particular product? And normally a picture doesn't really do justice on how to use a particular product. So we want it now. We want it live. We want it real time. So that's what we are actually doing through live stream shopping. You get it now. You get it live. So we're that one last push for you to add to cart.
So, and nobody has to say, but wait, there's more. If you call now.
Oh, we also do that.
You also do that.
that's why I mentioned we took the best and we left the rest. There are certain things that we couldn't transition to digital. So what we can take, we took.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Pero pwede kang ma-DTI na, na kapag sinasabi mo yan on broadcast. Yeah, you know what? You have to register that when you say, but wait, there's more. And then
really?
You have some promos.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
There are a lot of permissions before that. So that hindi mo niloloko yung mga audience. You're staying true to your promise.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's one of so it's important.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Okay, this is, I don't know if you're going to answer this. The interesting part, how the heck do you make money out of that?
Oh,
basically, it's a service that we do, just like television, right? Create a show.
So it's an airtime, so to speak.
Yeah, and also a service.
Uh-huh.
So we do end-to-end live stream solutions for brands and also the analytics, like how is it actually impacting your e-commerce design? How does this campaign help the store to really gain more traction, following traffic,
it's an end-to-end thing. You're saying it's an end-to-end thing.
We are part of the e-commerce marketing arm.
Mm-hmm.
So we complement with the overall e-commerce design of the stores, of the brands. So we have that expertise as well. Some events company who transition to live streaming. Yes, they're very good when it comes to creating the production and also the coordination, because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. But for us, since we're also integrated in e-commerce, because like what I shared, we're also, one of our partners is an e-commerce leader.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to understand the significance of these things and how it actually impacts the overall campaign of the brands.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Patsy, you got questions?
Siguro, I've been thinking about like the business model as a whole. Like right now, a lot of brands are, you know, doing a lot of lives. And I think Shoppertainment is something that really alleviates the pain of doing the production side of it, because when we're doing let's say live for other brands, it can be as simple as like, you know, the talents are at home and things like that. But of course, marketing also plays a role. So yung end-to-end service niyo for the clients, it also includes, of course, talent, looking for talents, correct, and finding the perfect host.
Mm-hmm.
We have in-house hosts here.
Yeah.
They have
a lot.
Yeah.
But of course, the perfect host is yes, and you have a perfect copywriter in Pat. What more can you ask for, right?
Was rooted from my expertise in shop hosting. Mm-hmm. So that's what we teach also our, what we call them, influence sales.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to ask also. Like if, example, like in production, may request a client, oh, can you get George to do VIX?
Yeah, we do that. We've worked with a lot of top celebrities in the Philippines and some influencers, but we'd rather have our own incubation program, because there are some things that aren't really practiced when it comes to sales by some of the celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
So me being a shop host, there are some practices, there's a certain art to selling something when you're on camera.
Oh.
And it's not just about your popularity, you know. There's a different way on how to demonstrate things depending on what type of product it is.
But you had one celebrity, I think he's the bubbliest host I've ever seen, Marvin Agustin. When you had this kitchen thing, that was amazing. How did you put that together? Whose idea was that?
Marvin wanted to try it out with us. We have this live stream kitchen. So
You have a live stream kitchen?
Yes, we have a kitchen studio dedicated for live streaming, and Marvin wanted to try out live selling because he owns a lot of restaurants, right?
Yes, that's so, right.
So we partnered together and said, yeah, let's try it out. Let's do it on Lazada Live so that we have a lot of traction. Mm-hmm. And it happened. And it's now one of our flagship programs as well on Lazada Live. Mm-hmm.
And how often can you watch that?
We will do it twice a month.
Twice.
So we just did our pilot episode.
Mm-hmm. Ang likot ng Marvin, grabe. It's amazing that the energy he has.
Yeah, and he loves cooking. That's why he was so excited. He's the one cooking everything that whole hour. From he has this really good cochinillo.
Yes, cochinillo. Right, lechon, right.
Yeah, and he made like a sinigang version of the cochinillo. He did it also in the studio. It's really good.
My goodness. I can imagine the smell of the studio afterwards. Huh?
Yeah, super daming pagkain.
Parang fiesta.
Oh.
Parang fiesta. No?
Tuwang-tuwa yung mga staff namin.
Very good. And what's your vision for the next few years? Are you going to go IPO? Because the way you're being successful now, I think that's the next step, going IPO and raising a lot of revenue. What do you think?
Let's see. It's in the plans, but let's see.
So it's in the plans. Pat, tell us something about that. You're the business person here, and you're the cash person who turns things into gold?
Well, in terms of our plans, basically the goal is to scale.
Uh-huh.
And when there is scale, you open up to a lot of other opportunities such as IPO.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely there are multiple ways to do this. But our goal here is to build a company that is built to last.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't plan on building and selling. We actually plan to build this and create a legacy.
Do you think there's going to be another concept which would rival yours, or is this going to be for the long haul?
Well, we have to be vigilant. Mm-hmm. So what we know so far is that we're actually leading in terms of mm-hmm. When it comes to live stream shopping.
Mm-hmm. Leading or the only one? Aren't you the only one?
There are others. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are even some who deliberately copy us, even our terms and uh-huh. such. But if you are leading, then basically people are, some of them are just waiting for you to trip, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And uh-huh. that's why we're always vigilant.
Yeah. What would you consider is your edge over the other competitors?
Yeah, aside from the first mover advantage.
Well, a lot actually, because we have volume.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have volume, you have economies of scale.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have economies of scales, that makes you really competitive. So no other firm or a live stream company or agency, I guess, can match in terms of our capacity. So mm-hmm. capacity-wise, Shoppertainment, we produce 80 to 100 streams right now. Some of our competitors are doing 3 to 5, maybe 10 at the very most, but it's still far away from our 80 to 100, and it's still increasing.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone is already a good benchmark of maybe where we stand currently in the market.
I hope you don't mind me asking. What I would like to know is how do you create your campaigns? How do you make it different from each other? Because with this large scale that you have and the amount of clients that you have, how do you make it different for each client, and that you do not repeat, or while maintaining the what sells, what's good about your campaigns?
Our creativity and content concept. So those are the things that would make it different. And also we have adequate accounts management services. So we basically understand what the brand is all about and talk to them with these ideas that we have and also their ideas. So we work together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have brands that are in the same category, or do you make it one category, just one brand, or do you accept like several brands as long as the campaign is different? How do you choose your clientele?
We're brand agnostic. So we don't really have exclusivity with some of our clients, but of course we do have non-disclosures.
Yes.
So when it comes to our clientele, it's a free-for-all. Basically, we service a lot of organizations, regardless of the industries and different verticals.
And they don't impose on you, like, hey, you got to be exclusive to us, lockout for 1 year.
We don't allow, because it's not sound business. And that would be, again, we're operating on a volume and economies of scale. So, kumbaga, pag kumonte yung benta, patay yung company.
Yes,
so we cannot do that. So that's basically if like Jollibee, you're limiting Jollibee in a specific area, and that most likely it's gonna die.
Right. You know, I was every time I pass by your building in Erod, my daughter asks me, "Dad, is that the office of Yas?" Yeah. So how many floors now? I don't know, two or three. I think they're going to occupy the whole building eventually. Is that a possibility?
Can be. So we're actually expanding to another floor next year.
Again?
Yeah. So we have three floors already.
That, you know, that's telling the story.
So we need more office space, because when we built this second floor, we realized that after we launched it, immediately it was full. So we told ourselves, okay, we need another floor, and we're already creating our forecasts, and it seems like we're going to add more studios next year.
My goodness.
You've mentioned forecast, right? With the changing times, because right now we're hopefully nearing the end of the pandemic, and the climate is changing again. People are starting to go out again. How do you think this would affect your business with people now able to go to malls and trying to revert back to the old normal?
Well, you mentioned about the old normal. We have a saying here at Shoppertainment, diba, it takes 30 days to build a habit. So it's been more than 2 years of pandemic. So it's already deeply ingrained in us when it comes to our consumer behaviors. Here's another question for everyone. Would you guys go to a seminar, or would you rather go to a webinar? What would compel you to go to a seminar? If you, people are most likely going to say, wala bang Zoom? Zoom na lang. Seminar lang naman eh. Why would I go there?
Same with meetings.
If we're going to be meeting with clients, most likely you don't want to get stuck in traffic. You know, most likely you would just rather Zoom. Meeting, personally, the way I see it moving forward, when it comes to our business, meetings are basically more on relationship building.
Correct.
So when it comes to transactions, briefings, discussions, it's best over Zoom. So you're actually optimizing time.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Actually, and you're getting rid of a lot of things like paperwork, for instance. Everything's electronic anyway, so it's much faster. See, very nice. That's very interesting. And of course, this is going to go on and on and on. And hopefully, we can see a Shoppertainment building in the near future with a huge signage outside. That would be good, right?
Mahal yun. Mga signs, mahal yan.
Ayaw mo na lang, ha? But you know,
pwede naman digital.
Hindi, grabe. Last year, remember, yes, last year when I visited your office, you just had one big space with some studios.
Yeah.
And now here you are going to three floors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty soon, you're going to tell the building management, we're just going to buy our own elevator.
Any elevator na.
exclusive
for Shoppertainment. Okay, so for the benefit of those who are listening to us right now, how do they get to watch Yas Live or whatever on Shopee and Lazada? Or are there any other platforms aside from the two? Where do they catch you?
Well, not really me. It's really more of our programs. So you can actually see a lot of these Lazada Lives and Shopee Lives on the platforms and also on Facebook. I also have a podcast. You can follow me on Before You Buy on Spotify and Apple, iTunes. And then Pat also has a podcast.
Tell us about your podcast.
Well, if you guys are tired of reading, you know, job descriptions, vague job descriptions, and you would rather listen to a real person who actually doing the job, then basically you can check out my podcast. It's called Job Defined. So debunking job descriptions, it's not your typical job description that you're reading. It's actually listening to an actual person who actually done the job. Mm-hmm. So that's basically the concept.
So that's what it is. You had one for finance lately, right?
Yeah, finance, and even interesting positions such as chief makeup officer.
Chief makeup officer.
Yes, chief makeup officer. Mm-hmm.
That's for a beauty brand.
That's for a beauty brand. And then chief digital officer, chief economist. Like for example, you guys, have you guys been wondering what an economist does? So it's actually the thing I enjoy about headhunting is that learning more about what other people do. It's actually interesting. So I thought might as well turn it into a podcast.
Pat, I'd like to know and maybe ask your permission now. Can we have a separate episode about Icon? Because this is really very interesting, headhunting and the things you do.
Yeah, sure. And it's a really interesting profession. And it's a profession that I think is maybe not really dying, but headhunting is really different from traditional recruitment.
Yes, that's right.
Because when you headhunt, you basically hunt. It's a strong action verb. You really go in for the kill and really, like when I pirate you, I'm in here to pirate you. I'm gonna get you.
I'm not going to take no for an answer, right?
Yes. It's a sales and marketing job if you really think about it.
And it's also very interesting given the tools that you have now that are available digitally.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Big data is ridiculous for headhunting. Do you know performance marketing, boosting ads? You can actually boost job ads as well. So it depends on the targeting.
Very nice. Okay, so I'll take your word for it. You're going to be my guest in a future episode, right, Pat?
Yeah, sure.
All right, very nice. You know, it's so funny because when I first met Pat, he was so soft-spoken. Remember, Yas? At the kitchen of John Robert Powers, he was so soft-spoken. So I thought he was just that, a soft-spoken person behind the desk, and he just tells his people to do whatever. But look at him now, see? He's the creative force pala also behind Shoppertainment.
Yeah, Pat is actually someone who would observe first and then after some time, this guy has something to say.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, no. Very nice. And it's obvious because he said, you know, take the best and leave the rest. So he really is an observer, and he separates the chaff from the grain. That's very important. Kaya nga okay na headhunter eh, because he knows kung lemon yan, wag na yan. No? He'll know exactly what to do. Okay, so I guess we've gone over time, but we're not gonna cut the episode into two because this is a very interesting thing. You're gonna be hearing this probably next week. I'll let you know. I will need your pictures though and your logo for our promo materials. So if you could send it to me, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, Yas. Thank you, Pat, for joining us. Last few words, Yas and Pat, before we say goodbye?
When do we see you here?
I'm just wrapping up things for my daughter because she's leaving for the States on Sunday. After that, I'm going to be relatively free, so I'll have time to visit you guys. If you don't mind, I'd love to visit you again.
Yeah, and for the training, right?
Yeah, work on the training.
Because everyone, actually, they were really excited.
Okay. So
they are still excited.
All right. We'll make that happen. We'll make that happen very soon. All right. So what about you, Yas? Any parting words?
I just want to thank you for this opportunity to talk about what we do and also get to know more about your team as well and get to know you and what you're interested about when it comes to what we're doing in Shoppertainment.
Yeah, and hopefully we could collaborate with you in the near future because they're also into that. Cutprint is also into that. A lot of things probably we could work on together. So Patsy, thank you so much. My boss, of course, Jerrell, marketing whiz, and Casey, my so lovely producer. Thank you all, and we'll see you again next episode. In the meantime, just keep on listening to our podcasts, The Masterclass on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Till then, ad maiorem Dei gloriam. Good night. God bless.